Carnewen is one of the what would have been the old sacred mountains that was associated with hill climbing and sun worship. And where you had one of these mountains, sun worship, usually at the bottom of the mountain or in the valley, you had some sort of pagan site or structure as well. And Marnie Neil in her book Festival of Lunasa brings out that point. And I look on Carnewen, it's been the mountain, and Jeshurt at its base being the site. When Christianity came in, these valley sites or the low ground sites were Christianized. The hill ceremonies died out. They sort of just became a festive outing without any religious connotations. And the site then in the valley became a Christian site. Now, Jeshurt, I say, is definitely was a pagan site. Yeah, there's the tradition that when St. Columbkille came to the area, he looked through the stone, and which is still there, and blessed all the places that he could see. Now, the stone must have been there already and have had some significance. Another thing is there's two stones there, and it was said that if a man could carry one in each hand from the well to the altar or wherever, that was a sign of male virility or a test. Those two things point to the pre-Aryan veneration of stones. Then you have the well there. The wells, of course, were sacred to the pagan Celts. They used them telescopic wells for foretelling the future. And there's actually some of the popes gave a decree or a direction that the wells could be blessed and used as holy wells. And that's what happened. Celtic times, Christianity, instead of trying to change the customs and the way the people lived, they were Christianized. And of course that made conversion a lot easier. And I suppose in many cases, it was just a thin veneer of Christianity was overlaid the earlier pagan way of life. And now, Jeshurt would have been more a hermitage or a place. It was never a large monastery, never would have been. It was probably a place just where, in the Celtic idea of out communion with God in the wilderness, that the people lived there, or the monks lived there. And it would have been a church or for the people when they were practicing transhumance and were there in the Hill Foothills in the summertime.